Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now for the Jimmy Carter Take and Report, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video and our friend Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch. Some developments yesterday, huh, Jimmy?
Yeah, it was a busy news week all the way around with these congressional hearings, but if you're looking at the money stuff, big banks, businesses booming. People at Goldman Sachs, they shot up 105% in profits in the fourth quarter. Citibank, Wells Fargo, they all had strong results. So there is an expectation that Trump's incoming administration will be business friendly. And reporting today, Bank of America and Morgan Stanley, no reason to believe that they're not going to do good too.
All well and good, but how do you interpret the Fed's putting out the new inflation report yesterday? It's up another 0.5%. He's inheriting some pretty stubborn inflation here.
No, it is, and that's going to affect him being able to do whatever they're going to do to interest rates. But he's got to let the dust settle a little bit. President Biden trying to reinvent history last night, but as I heard, Brett Hume kind of said it, and he's an old wise reporter. He said, too little, too late. People already have their minds made up about Biden. And whatever they think is whatever they're going to think. And him putting a different spin on it at this point, pretty much nobody is listening. The Department of Transportation has slapped Southwest Airlines with a lawsuit yesterday, accusing them of operating chronically late flights because of unrealistic scheduling. Southwest said they were disappointed, and they claimed that, you know, they don't have that record. DOT announced a $650,000 fine to Frontier Airlines over late arrival.
Even Frontier got fined, yeah.
Yeah, and it looks like part of a larger crackdown by the department, and that is interesting that that's coming at the end of an administration, too. Where have they been for the last little bit? If you like to eat red dye number 3, they're banning that from your food, which is interesting, too. That was used in all kinds of things. It makes things very red, and all that stuff probably doesn't need to be in the foods anyway. Drake, this is the artist Drake, he's suing his label for defamation, which is, I don't think I've seen many lawsuits like that. Not Like Us, a song that came from Kendrick Lamar, he allegedly threatened his life and reputation in a complaint submitted yesterday, UMG. So fun days at the record companies. Democrats grilled Pam Bondi yesterday, and they pretty much didn't give much heat to Marco Rubio. He weighed in, but they weren't fighting with him. But you definitely had the hardcore going at, not as bad as they did Pete Hegseth, but they were pretty strong going after him. But boy, they met their match with her. She is tough. She is strong, and she's experienced and knows exactly what she's doing it and how she's going to do it. And she knows how to answer questions, and she is the perfect pick, maybe the best pick that he's done of these cabinet positions. We shall see about all that. Two moon landers, private, from one from a Japanese firm And then another one, they took off in a SpaceX rocket yesterday, and they're going to land on the moon and do all kinds of experiments. This morning, I think they're going to announce, if they haven't announced it a few minutes ago, because I can't get to the computer, Kenny Chesney is going to do a residence at the Sphere in Las Vegas, that big old thing that looks like the Earth has landed out there in a spaceship. Sounds like he's going to go there sometime in the spring and summer. And that's supposed to get announced on the Today Show today. The Sphere kind of boo-booed. They put a, one of his album cover pictures on the Sphere yesterday and kind of tipped off what might be going on today.
Jimmy, can I back you up a second? What did you just say about, yes, the long-awaited shot to the moon by, who is that again?
SpaceX, and there's a Japanese company, too.
Do you know who the other company is?
Well, it's I don't know. What did I say? It's,
you didn't.
I already passed that page.
You didn't. It's they're from Austin. Actually, Cedar Park, Firefly Aerospace, is the one that built this lunar lander called Blue Ghost 1. And it was made, 100% of it, then shipped over to Cape Canaveral, or wherever it took off from. Yeah, Cape Canaveral, on the SpaceX rocket. So the Japanese and the Cedar Parktonians are making our way to space. I wanted to let folks know that.
Yeah, you know, I just, I love space exploration, and I enjoyed the shuttle missions, and as long as they're inventing stuff up there and all that, I'm not quite so sure why we're going back to the moon. I don't think anybody's made a real
The science we're going to get from this will be phenomenal, but that's what they're saying. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, what is this? What kind of science are we looking for?
No,
we didn't get. We've already been there, and we brought back a lot.
You sure?
Oh, Eric. So,
I don't know. I just see, you know, it's kind of like this goes into the same category, and I know it'll make people mad, but it goes into the same category with bike paths and stuff like that. I think we've got so much stuff that we need to be doing. Then I don't mean helping people for fires or any of that other stuff. I mean, you know, that bill that Biden passed, that I'm not sure how much of it is getting done, but we got a whole bunch of stuff that needs to get done with water systems and getting the lead out of the water systems and all that stuff. I don't know. It just seems like, you know, traffic is terrible in a lot of these cities and something needs to be done about that, whatever that is. And I just haven't, no one's made the point. NASA was never good. They got good at some point. I mean, without NASA, we wouldn't have, you know, well, maybe we would by now, but they gave us cell phone technology. They gave us those heart, you know, bring the dead person back to life, heart paddles. They brought us all kinds of insulation and just all kinds of stuff that came out of the moon program. And so I want to know what they're trying to do with this one. What are they coming up with that could help society other than we're just going up there to see what we can do and dig a hole in the ground? I'm not leaving to go to the moon or Mars to live at any point. So I don't know what they're doing. I don't think they've done PR very well.
Maybe it's like what Congress has been doing for a lot of years. You just have to pass it and see how it goes.
Yeah, that's
just,
right.
You just got to do this and see what happens.
What we're trying to do here, other than just be there. Mm-hmm. And I know we're racing other people. I don't know. I just give me some reasons to me be a cheerleader for this, and I will, because I like to watch rockets take off. That's great. The NCAA has approved payments for women's basketball teams who compete in March Madness. $15 million will be distributed among tourney teams and expand that to $25 million in 2028. NBA games are continuing to be rescheduled due to the L.A. fires. And Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, Michael Vick are top on the list of who's going into the College Football Hall of Fame in their newest class. Urban Meyer, he had a great record. He was, I don't know.
Until he went to the NFL.
Michael Huff from around here, Huff Daddy, number 7. He gets to go into the Hall of Fame as a Texas Longhorn.
Isn't that great?
All right. And there are some other good names in those lists, too. But, you know, Saban got the headlines first of all. Oh, let's see. Where do we want to go next? There's so many choices here. Some people are turning on Mark Zuckerberg here. And that's why I have on my list to listen to the Joe Rogan podcast with him, because I want to kind of hear what he's got to say, because I really haven't never sat. I'm not that familiar with, you know, any long form talk that he's had, particularly on an informal basis, like with Joe Rogan. Meta's going to lay off 5% of their workforce, or about 3,600 people, based on performance evaluations. And also, I think he's going to the inauguration, and there are people that are mad about that. People at the Washington Post are mad at Jeff Bezos, who owns them, and they're requesting, I don't know if they're demanding or requesting, a meeting with him while he is in town. Because, you know, he's trying to back them off a little bit on their liberal ways. And I think the owner of the Los Angeles Times has been trying to do that some, too. They say now that the owner of the L.A. Times says he regrets endorsing Karen Bass for mayor. She did something yesterday that was interesting. One of her big things that she's come up with is Sean Penn. She had Sean Penn in a news conference. Since he knows a lot about how what happened for recovery in Haiti, they're calling on him to look at some of this. So Sean Penn's going to come to the rescue in Los Angeles.
Oh, boy.
Boy, are they unwired or what out there? They just do not have the people that can. The fire aid thing, okay, that sounds like a good idea. One of the things I had to do in my career is I produced telethons. I did Nashville's Easter Seals, United Negro College Fund, Children's Hospital. I did them all, and it was a lot of work when it happened. But I had to go to telethon school for a couple of those, where they teach you how to build your tote, you know, the final, how to get to the final number, or get you know, just building people's excitement so they will go to the phone and call and make their pledges. And these idiots in California that don't understand what they're doing, they're screwing it up because they've got people like Disney giving $15 million, Beyonce giving whatever she gave, $2 million, $1 million. Eagles giving $2.5 million. Leo DiCaprio giving $1 million. All right, well, and there's more. And you have this whole list of people that have given all those millions. Why would I, sitting in Meridian, Mississippi, want to give them $50? Because these big shots are giving them all the big money. They don't need me. And so that's just backwards from what, yeah, you take the corporate money and you kind of hide it a little bit.
You seed it.
And then act like you're hungry. You know, you need the other, you need the corporate money, but you need the $100s and the $50s to really get you up to big money. So these LA people, I don't know about that, but Fire Aid is supposed to happen January 30th, 3 days before the Grammys at the, they used to call it the Forum in Los Angeles. It's out there near the airport. Now they call it the Intuit Dome. Tragedy yesterday in Texas, in Houston. You had one cop that was killed in a head-on collision from a wrong-way driver at 3:30 in the afternoon. This Navasota police officer was killed, wrong-way driver. And the Navasota police officer trying to intervene, and the driver and the patrol unit collided head-on. Driver and the officer were both dead, and we don't have a lot more facts about that.
Did
but the pursuit turned major wreck.
A Brazoria County over by Houston, sheriff's deputy.
Oh, yeah, I was watching that yesterday.
He was serving a warrant.
I was just trying to serve him a warrant or something right there on Stella Link in the southwest part of the city. And I guess the guy just started shooting and killed a cop and then ran away, jumped in a dumpster and hid. And so all the police in Houston, you know, converge on the area, and they let a canine loose, and he found the guy in a dumpster, and he shot the dog, and then they shot the guy in the dumpster, killed him, and then rushed the dog, and I understand the dog is going to live.
Yeah. And the way the law reads in Texas, and you'll see badges on dogs, they enjoy the same protections as a actual, you know, certified.
This was a federal dog. This was a U.S. Marshal's dog.
So once they shot him or shot the dog, then they had the right to use lethal force on him, and so he won't be getting a trial. He gone.
No, he's going to the funeral home. The only place he's going. And the dog went to Westbury Animal Clinic, and it's going to be okay, I guess. But man, that's just. Mm.
So the Houston stations, they were covering that pretty good.
Oh yeah, they were all jumping on it, and you know, in fact, a couple of them. I know one was on the air when they heard the pop, pop, pop going on in the backyard where the dog had found the guy, and there was gunfire. And you know, that's a pretty scary thing because all the cops start running, you know, toward the gunfire, and you're there on the air, you don't know what's going on. You don't know the duck or, you know, you don't know what to do. So that was pretty tense out there for a couple of minutes, and it all worked out. But this wrong-way driver thing, if you put that in Google, I think you'd be scared with how many of those things come up. You know,
there have been
a listing of stories. It's a lot of it lately, a real lot of it.
I recall, and I knew one of the people involved, to San Antonio, two different occasions, two different events, police officers in the middle of the night, here comes somebody the wrong way down, you know, 35 or 30 or whatever. And both of them, in both separate incidents, were killed. And one was a 22-year-old mother who had just returned from maternity leave. Just like you said, it happens. I can't comprehend.
Well, too often. And yes, it does happen in the middle of the night. That thing in Navasota on Highway 6 was right at 3:30 in the afternoon. So you've got some of these chases. I see them in Los Angeles where the people go up the wrong way and all that stuff. And I don't know. It's just too complicated to try to figure out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And now, page two with brother James Carter. Sorry,
I don't know if this is completely true. It's a little true with me. They were talking about fourth quarter. You know, they're kind of sorting out what happened in the fourth quarter. And people that sell clothes did kind of good. They said shoppers spent more on clothes, shoes, and accessories during the holiday than they had done for a while. And I bought a lot of outfits and stuff for grandchildren, did it online, didn't go into any stores, but bought it online from pretty well-known people, and that's including Nordstrom. And I think people were buying a little bit more clothes at the end of the year. So that's just something they're thinking about out there. The stock for this woman, Nikki Glaser, has really gone up. If you'd have bought stock in her, you'd be getting paid off pretty good. She's going to have a big year.
She's so dang talented, man, I think.
Yeah, she's just a little too dirty for me. But I wish she would work cleaner. And she's like Chelsea Handler. They're both beautiful women with extremely potty mouths. But, you know.
Well, she got known for doing her work on roast, particularly Tom Brady roast. You know, that was obviously pretty rank, but she was barely edgy at all on the Golden Globes, and probably the reason I actually watched the dang award show for 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, she can do innuendo, but, you know, there's some, this, you know, I just didn't like the. But, you know, there's another demographic out there, and they're dirty, and they use the F word like it's the. So, I mean, she's playing to her generation, I guess. All these people that sell things are really, really just making money. Ryan Reynolds selling gin. Brad Pitt has a rosé wine. George Clooney, Kendall Jenner, The Rock all have tequila brands. Jessica Alba has got a diaper company. And they're just all into this other stuff that they're doing. So Yeah,
in fact, that was one of the jokes that she had, she being Nikki Glaser on the Golden Globe Awards, says, we're all here not to, we need these awards so you can buy, so you can, so if you're really successful, you can buy a tequila company and make it your own.
so you don't have to make art again.
That's right, kind of her payoff.
Could be funny this Saturday night. Saturday Night Live has been a little bit funny in the last 6 months or so. I've seen a few of the replays of certain highlight segments, and it's pretty good. Dave Chappelle is hosting this weekend. That could be very edgy, and they tell him what to do. So
yeah, I feel like Chappelle gets away with a little bit more on that show than most.
Yeah, and we'll see what he's going to try to get away with, you know, if he gets political or what. TikTok still has not been saved. Found out yesterday, my daughter's done already that Red Note thing, and you know, they don't listen to you, your parents, after a while. I think it's very bad. This thing is in Mandarin on the thing, and some people, you read the comments below, their computer got frozen up and all kinds of stuff happened. So, you know, if anybody with any sense, don't download that Red Note thing quite yet. Let's get past this TikTok ban first and see what is going to happen. But, you know, it's not a good idea to go download strange things that you don't know about or in Mandarin in the first place. If they're in the App Store, some people feel like, well, they must be okay. They're in the App Store, but I don't know about that. So I'm just giving you a little bit of warning in advance. And then they're still going to do the Grammys, and they're going to still do this Clive Davis big party, and then they're talking about doing the fire raid. So it sounds like they're going to do not all the parties, but they're going to be doing a pretty good bit of partying before Grammy. And I guess somehow they're going to have hotel rooms for everybody. So I don't know.
Are they going to do like a We Are the World maybe to raise money, or are they just going to get on and do a begathon?
They're going to do a begathon, I think. And I don't know they got anybody like Quincy Jones or somebody. I don't think anybody wants to hear. It's just the problem is you've got one subdivision that they will rebuild, and the government will help pay and everything else, and that's Altadena. But Pacific Palisades, I don't think the government's going to put in a bunch of money to help millionaires build their millionaire homes. I don't know how that's going to work exactly.
Jimmy, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I just said that these are regular people on Altadena, so you can't paint the whole city with one
brush. They're going to have to use the stars to say, let's help the little people, actually, right?
Yeah, but I don't see the big people getting that much help. And they're hurting, too, but it just, I don't know. I can't see me giving money to Candy Spelling to rebuild her $24 million home.
Moments ago, you mentioned Saturday Night Live. I wanted to use this opportunity for you and everybody else. I learned yesterday that Lorne Michaels' career, you know, the creator of Saturday Night Live over 50 years ago, has been keeping a collection of all of his behind-the-scenes notes, his rehearsals, the scripts, and everything. He's just now decided to donate all of that to the Harry Ransom Center at the University of Texas at Austin.
Oh, wow.
And as President Jay Hartzell said, live from New York and now home in Austin has a great ring to it. Lorne Michaels changed entertainment, shaped generations of American culture. We couldn't be more grateful, but when the catalog is of the collection, the cataloging of the collection is complete, we have no doubt that for hundreds of years to come, this archive will be studied by students and researchers looking for insight into social, political, and cultural history of our time and the University of Texas. And I can't find the connection. I don't know why he chose us.
No, I know that his daughter was going to go to Vanderbilt, but she may have ended up going to Texas. So I know that was
in
the past. That was all kept completely quiet.
Well, in the story that I got from KVU24, by the way, yesterday, nothing on why he chose the Harry Ransom Center at the University of Texas. But I'm glad he did. There you go.
Well, there's always some hook. You know, Walter Cronkite, I don't know what his connection was to
Walter went to the University of Texas.
Did he go to school there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I always thought that was odd.
So did Bob Keeshan, by the way, Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, that's right.
And finally, what was I going to tell you at the end? I don't remember. It's okay. Parker McCollum playing one of the three balls.
Yeah.
At President Trump's inauguration. Al Dean is doing one. Rascal Flatts is doing one, Parker McCollum's doing one, and all three of those will be attended at one point or another by the president. There are many other parties, but he's going to try to get three.
Don't forget the Village People now.
Huh. That's the night. That's Sunday night. He'll be there.
Dancing.
Sunday night. Billy Ray Cyrus, Kid Rock, and the Village People. Wow. What a show.
Yeah. Democrats do a far better job of great entertainment, typically, but this is not bad.
That's what they do.
Jimmy, thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow morning on Fun Friday. Jimmy Carter, brought to you every day of the week right here, 95.9 Texas Country in Austin, by Precision Camera and Video and Swartner Farm and Ranch in Swartner, Texas, America.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.